This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Uma and Ezra on the evening edition, and taking a look at our next story, U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un are reported to likely meet in Singapore next month, according to reports, as anticipation builds for an unprecedented discussion between these two leaders.
Yeah, so, I mean, surprise, surprise. I mean, Singapore, I guess, is considered to be the neutral territory, if you will.
Right.
Switzerland of Southeast Asia, I mean, a safe place where Donald Trump can meet with Kim Jong-un. I mean, these are two of the most random, crazy, mercurial leaders ever.
It is a strange combination.
It is a strange combination. And aren't you at all curious as to what that meet and greet would be like? I mean, we've seen the way the both of them refer to each other, via news reports and tweets, right?
Yes.
I mean, an in-person confrontation would be tremendous.
Yeah, and I think what's also interesting is that when you think about these diplomatic talks, and we saw, I guess, the lead-up between South Korea and North Korea, whether it was the olive branch that was taken at the Winter Olympics, there is a certain protocol and custom to figure out how you set the mood for these discussions, and I'm not quite sure what exactly is going to take place in Singapore in terms of the lead-up to that, because you don't just start discussions, and obviously there's been pre-talks, between America and North Korea. CIA Director Mike Pompeo visited Kim Jong-un.
That's right.
And so there have been those attempts to make these discussions work.
Yeah, so before any of these meetings happen, I mean, there are going to be a whole list of, I think of it as a rider, I guess,
yeah,
a diplomatic rider, if you will, as to what topics are on the table, what topics are going to be available to the press and be set out in public, and what, because they'll have a meeting and they'll have an open, I guess, press con or something like that. But
the
all
real
the
talks,
decisions, yeah, right. All the real talks take place in secret behind closed doors, right?
Yeah.
And Singapore is a viable location, I think, also because of the security it affords.
Yeah.
Every year Singapore hosts the Shangri-La Dialogues, which bring in some of the biggest defense people, ministers of defense, defense contractors all over the world. And Singapore has been a prime location for that because it is an incredibly secure location. And I think that's what a lot of people are looking for when it comes to these kinds of meetings at this level, right? You need security, which is absolutely paramount.
Yeah, well, Donald Trump had previously suggested that the demilitarized zone between the two Koreas, of that summit between Kim and Moon, would be an appropriate venue, but also
it's a kind of symbolic thing.
Absolutely, yeah. And other possible sites reported include Mongolia and Switzerland. To find out a little bit more about this, we have on the line Dr. Hu Chiu Peng, senior lecturer at University Kebangsaan, Malaysia, and she specializes on North and South Korean politics. Dr. Hu, thank you very much for joining us on the evening edition. Can you walk us through the factors that are probably taken into consideration when choosing the location for the summit?
Right. So I think the factors are mostly about the leaders' interest and also the neutrality of the location. So for Trump, because he personally couldn't make it to the DMZ when he visited South Korea last year, so that's his personal preference. But then it would create some of the problem on the neutrality part. So I think his advisors is trying to make him change his mind about the location to a third country. For Kim Jong-un, some of the consideration include the travel and the security arrangement, whether it would be by train or via flight.
And why is it a concern for Kim Jong-un whether the journey will be via train or flight?
Yeah, because for air travel, there would be more security arrangement involved. And because his father, Kim Jong-il, personally has a fear of flying. but I don't think that's the case for Kim Jong-un.
Now, I guess with all of this speculation, maybe you could elaborate a little bit more as to why Singapore is a likely candidate.
I think if Singapore is truly turned out to be the location, I think it is due to the fact that it used to host the secret talks between U.S. and North Korean diplomats in the past, for the past few years. And also, it is the nation of neutrality to both parties. And Kim family members have traveled to Singapore several times before. And I think Singapore government itself is also open for mediating dialogues or talks between the U.S. and North Korea as well.
So as you mentioned, Trump has expressed interest in holding the talks at the DMZ. Is that a good choice?
Because Moon Jae-in and Kim Jong-un have already met at the South Korean side. So if they are going to hold a summit at the DMZ again, it might have to be on the North Korean side. If it's to be held at the North Korean side, it would create trouble for the United States security arrangement. And it would be quite unfavorable in case President Trump would be provocative during the discussion, which is not appealing or appeasing to the North Koreans.
Right. And I guess folks have expressed concern over Trump's enthusiasm about the summit because they think it might compromise negotiations with Kim Jong-un. What do you think about that?
I think Trump's enthusiasm is worrying the White House and also the State Department, because if Trump doesn't stick to the script, so the U.S. may fall victim to Kim Jong-un's spontaneous off-script request, especially on denuclearization and peace treaty. So it is still not sure how the U.S. would request on implementing denuclearization, but Trump's advisors would have advising Trump to stick to certain points that the U.S. feels strongly about.
And Dr. Hu, this is a long shot, but if the two countries do choose to hold the talks in Singapore, would Malaysia be involved in any way?
I don't think so, because Malaysia has its own problem in following the assassination of Kim Jong-nam. So I don't think Malaysia is in a way connected to the location choice.
Well, Dr. Hu, thank you very much for joining us on the Evening Edition. Thank you very much for that. That was Dr. Hu Chiu-Ping, Senior Lecturer at UKM, University Kebangsaan Malaysia, with her thoughts on Singapore possibly hosting the upcoming summit between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. Stay tuned to the Evening Edition. It's BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.